The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Talking quote-unquote character issues in the NFL draft. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. If you want to get your opinion on what the Detroit Lions did in the first two rounds of the draft, you've heard our opinion, you hear what we want, let us know what you want. 393-3700, 393-3700. Also, if you want to talk MSU spring game, we can talk a little MSU spring game. We're going to be talking with Joe Rexroad. We'll also have plenty of segments talking about that. Don't worry, we are going to get to it. But I want to get back to what we were talking about towards the end of that last segment with the term character issues. And here's the issue I have with the term. Character issues. Cam Newton stole laptops, got kicked out of Florida, basically, then is accused, and I think we all know that there's something to this whole situation with accepting money or trying to get money from Auburn or Mississippi State or wherever that was. Yet he doesn't have character issues. AJ Green suspended 4 games at the beginning of the season for a DUI, yet he doesn't have character issues.
I think he was actually suspended for selling a game-worn jersey to an agent, somebody who
was
termed as an agent.
And then he had the DUI on top of
it.
You're right, he was only suspended 1 game for the DUI. You are correct on that. So AJ Green, DUI, yet he goes 4. Cam Newton goes 1. Yet, we look at a guy like Ryan Mallett, who, yes, there are rumors with drugs in college. But what makes that character issue bigger than what AJ Green and Cam Newton were, especially 3 rounds worth of big character issues? What, I just want to know why we count some character issues as a big deal and other character issues as nothing.
I think part of it is the issue of drug use costs you games. Like you can get suspended for 4 games in the NFL. The thing with Ryan Mallett, and I've seen it a few different places. I've seen a few different things. I think maybe Pro Football Talk had this, who I trust that site above most others, where he admitted during interviews at the Combine to NFL teams to using marijuana when he was in college. I'm not sure if that was at Arkansas or Michigan. I know you're rolling your eyes. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Psst, guys. A lot of college football players use marijuana
in
college.
Exactly. And a lot of NFL players do. But then what I saw is a lot of GMs said he admitted that. They didn't believe that that was it. Like he said he only used marijuana. They didn't believe him. And the thing is, and you're shaking your head in disbelief at that, Dave, but the thing that I have, these guys, the NFL teams, they don't go into these interviews not knowing the answers to the questions already. They have the top-notch investigators. So they'll ask you a question, and it's not to get the answer. It's to see if you're lying because they already know what the answer is.
Here's my problem, though. I'm not saying that he doesn't have character issues. That's not what I'm saying. What makes those character issues bigger than a sleaze like Cam Newton? What makes it bigger than that? Why did Nick Fairley have character issues? What, there was a worry he was dogging it in practice? Worked pretty well for him at Auburn. What was the situation with Nick Fairley? Why does he have quote-unquote character issues? How did he fall to 13 with top 5 talent? It's because of quote-unquote character issues. What character issues?
Look at it this way. For the top pick in the draft, for taking a quarterback, how many people would come out to see Ryan Mallett if he's your number one pick, as opposed to how many people, how many Carolina Panthers fans got season tickets now because of Cam Newton?
Oh, that's a very good question. I would like to see that. Because I do wonder whether Cam Newton would sell tickets. Because
I'm sure he has. He's a very, what I don't understand is he's a very marketable person.
Oh, he is.
Extremely likable. He's media savvy. As horrible as he is with the media, he's somehow media savvy. He flashes that fake smile and people
fall. Here's what
I
will say about Cam Newton in positive. I think he's got a swagger to him. There's no doubt about it. He's got a confidence to him. He's got a cockiness that you want in a starting quarterback. And he wears it on his shoulder a little bit too much, in my opinion. But at the same time, I'm okay with my quarterback being that confident and that cocky. I'm cool with that because that means they're not going to get rattled. But at the same time, I think he thinks he's better
than he really is. But getting back to this character issue thing, I don't understand what makes it that one guy we can completely look past it, like AJ Green, and another guy we can't. I just don't understand the character issue thing. I think it's completely overblown. I think the best pick possibly in the entire first round, we're going to get to this at the top of the hour, was Jimmy Smith to Baltimore. Now, you're telling me a guy like Jimmy Smith, who has an immature attitude, is quote-unquote immature, you're telling me he's not going to go to a locker room in the NFL and they're not going to set him straight? You're telling me that a guy like that couldn't go to a place like Houston, couldn't go to a place like Miami, and there wouldn't be veterans there who were like, look, dude, you're not all that in a bag of chips. Shut up. And he wouldn't just play? And so to me, and the same thing with Nick Fairley. Why are we talking about character issues? Okay, if he doesn't play well, or he doesn't try hard in front of Van de Bosch or Sue or Corey Williams, he's not going to be around long, because they're not going to stand up for that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, that was immediately wiped off the board when he went to the Lions. And I think it's different for every person. For AJ Green, you can look at the raw talent that's beside that and you think, okay, well, he did this. I mean, look at Dez Bryant. He didn't get to play at all because he lied about talking to Deion Sanders. Character issue, not a big deal. Right, exactly. Technically a character issue. With Ryan Mallett, I don't know if maybe it gives you an out for a reason not to take him. If you don't like how he is as a player on top of that, it's a convenient thing.
Ryan Mallett is, whatever he is off the field, he's a very intelligent football player on the field. You can't play in a Bobby Petrino offense without being very intelligent. And if you watch the John Gruden thing special with him, when they talked football, when they talked X's and O's, Ryan Mallett was very intelligent. So he's in a situation now where he's going to be able to learn from Tom Brady. He's going to grow up. These are kids we're talking about. They're 20, 21, 22 tops, except for the dude that went to Philadelphia, who was like 35. But other than that, everybody in this draft is a kid. And they're going to go and they're going to get these father-like figures, like a Brian Dawkins or a Ray Lewis or something like that, that's going to tell them what's what. That's going to let them know, hey, you're a rookie. Shut up.
I don't think that'll happen with Cam Newton. His personality, I don't think he's one who would listen to older veterans in the locker room.
Well, then he's not going to survive because there'll be a mutiny. Okay? If you're a rookie, it doesn't matter. What is this?
I didn't put it in. It's just fitting to go with here.
Is it?
I thought it was funny.
Are we running a marathon?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Marathon of the NFL draft.
Oh, my goodness. When we come back, we'll talk about the winners and losers of the draft thus far in the first, second, and third round. We also got plenty of Michigan State to talk about. Joe Rexroad will be with us at 10:30, Lansing State Journal Talk, and Michigan State Spring Game. It's weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.